Change zone 1638 is the application of Christopher and Leslie Corrado to amend the comprehensive zoning map from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth Hundred, Sussex County, for land lying east of Road 271, also known as Glade Road, 600 feet northeast of Route 1, and to be located on 3.19 acres, more or less. Planning and Zoning Commission also held public hearing on this application on March 26th of 2009. For the benefit of council, I just passed down exhibit booklets provided by the applicant at the commission level for the benefit of the council. They were provided on March 16th of 2009. We heard comments from the Department of Transportation, the County Engineering Department, the Sussex Conservation District, the Office of State Planning Coordination. Christopher Corrado was present with John Tracy, attorney, and Steve McCabe of George Miles & Burr, LLC, and gave testimony. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. Mr. Johnson stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of change zone 1638 for Christopher and Leslie Corrado based upon a record and for the following reasons. One, the property is designated highway commercial area and environmentally sensitive developing area under the current Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, future land use plan. Two, the property will be served by public water and sewer. Three, the CR1 zoning designation is appropriate for this property as it adjoins additional lands owned by the applicant, currently zoned C1, located along an existing major thoroughfare in the combined highway corridor overlay zone. Four, the CR1 zoning designation is consistent with other adjacent and nearby commercial zone properties. Five, the rezoning of this property will have no adverse impact on the usage or values of neighboring and adjacent properties in the area. Six, all entrances and multimodal improvements required by DLDOT shall be completed in accordance with DLDOT requirements. And seven, the final site plan for any proposed use will be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion, a second, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that this application be approved for the reasons stated, and that motion carried 5-0.
Next to the church.
And to date, I received no additional comments from any individual or agency. And that's all I have.
Any questions, Mr. Lank, by council? Mr. Tracy, if you'd like to begin.
Thank you, Mr. Griffin.
I think it is.
John Tracy from Young Conaway, Stargett, and Taylor, the less glamorous version of Stephanie Hansen, who you all have seen before you in the past.
What a relief.
For her, for me.
Could you pull the mic over?
Certainly.
In front of you.
Certainly.
The one on the left.
This one. This is the one that records it. I'll speak from this side if that works.
There you go.
As I mentioned, John Tracy from Young Conaway, Stargett, and Taylor. With me is Steve McCabe from GMB. Behind me is Chris Corrado, who is the property owner as well. Mr. Lank gave a very thorough recap of the events in front of planning and zoning. I'll try not to be too repetitive and brief, as I know you have other items on the agenda. We're here to seek rezoning of the parcel that's outlined in black on the aerial photograph there. It's a 3.19-acre piece of land that fronts Holland Glade Road. It's been owned by my client since 1990, and it sits approximately 565 feet from Route 1. The three perpendicular parcels that lie below that have been owned by my client since 1985. They total 7.19 acres. They are all zoned C1 before the county changed the zoning to CR1. The total piece is 10.31 acres. The goal here is to have all the properties under one zoning category so that it can proceed with a logical and comprehensive and flexible development plan. We believe from a review of the comprehensive plan, the zoning code, the land use maps, that CR1 is appropriate for this parcel. As Mr. Lank indicated, the Planning and Zoning Commission unanimously agreed. The Planning and Zoning Commission also recognized that it's at least partially in, if not just adjacent to, the combined highway corridor overlay zone, which, as the council is aware, encourages, directs the commercial development to occur. It's surrounded by commercial or mixed-use development on three sides. The parcel to the rear, which was formerly considered protected land, has been developed by the Epworth Church and Day School. There is also a reservation for DelDOT that runs between the two parcels. As the council may be aware, at one time, DelDOT was proposing to have a connector into Rehoboth that would take traffic further away from Route 1 than the bottleneck that currently exists. From speaking with Mark Harbison at DelDOT, those plans are currently on hold, but the church and its development plans did designate some right-of-way for DelDOT's use. This parcel is currently identified as undeveloped land, but it is, of course, surrounded completely by development land. It's also shown as for future commercial in the comp plan. It's designated as highway commercial, which is appropriate given what exists around it. It is in a state strategies level 3 area, as is the parcel behind it. It is right adjacent to level 2. Again, recognition that it's in an area that would support development. It did go through the PLUS process. It received universally favorable comments from the PLUS agencies and specific no objections from State Planning, the Office of State Fire Marshal, the Department of Agriculture, and the Department of Education. Representatives from GMB also discussed this rezoning with the pastor of the Epworth Church and Day School. He indicated that he had no opposition to what we were proposing here. Obviously, we'll be coming forward with a development plan at later date. That development plan will be complying with the rules and regulations of the county as far as development is concerned. We recognize our presence, of course, adjacent to the wellhead, and we'll be developing in accordance with the wellhead restrictions that exist. DelDOT has already tipped its hand to some of what it's probably going to be looking for in terms of development, and we're obviously going to comply with what they say. The site below is currently being used commercially. You all are probably familiar with the Tomato Sunshine farm stand. That's what exists on this parcel. Again, as I said, the ultimate goal will be to combine all four parcels under one combined development pattern with an access off of Route 1 in the area where the existing access exists, and then an access on Holland Glade Road, in all likelihood lining up with the access to the outlets that sit immediately across Holland Glade from us. I think that covers it. We're happy to answer any questions that you all would have.
Do you council have any questions for the applicant?
Did anybody from the church give you any kind of letter or anything? A letter?
No, I'm not aware of any letter. GMB had the one conversation prior to planning and zoning. Uh-huh. That was it.
Was there any agreements made with buffering the church property in a potential use?
No agreements were discussed. There's already a large buffer that exists between because of the reservation that exists for DelDOT northeast of the property, but we would obviously be buffering at a minimum with what the code requires, if not more, in that area once the plans are formulated.
Anything else?
Does that complete your presentation?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Lawrence, if the during the site plan approval process, they are public hearings. The church could come in and...
They are not public hearings. They are public meetings open to the public.
Is there any public participation in...
The commission can allow public participation.
Okay. And the what ability does the... commission have to require certain things if there was a concern with whatever the use ends up being?
Well, they got to impact on the church. They have to follow the code pretty much by what they apply to a site plan, pretty specific.
Right, but can you require additional landscaping or?
They have on occasion. If it's a parking lot, especially, if it requires fencing and pavement, or fencing and or landscaping 6 foot high to screen parking lots.
Okay, so they can do that. So if there is concerns when site, some use comes separated. Available, that they do have the ability to impact.
They can. This site is separated from the church property by about 115 feet of right of way. That's
for a future road
between the parcels that was intended for a future road. I don't know if that'll happen or not.
Who owns that?
I don't know if state has that by easement or by fee. Okay. I'm not sure.
It was dedicated to the state.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
If the state decides they don't want it, it comes back to you guys?
We never owned it.
You never owned
it? It's not part of our parcel.
It was never part. Okay.
No.
All right.
No.
We'll move ahead. Is there anyone present who wishes to speak in support of this application? Anyone present who wishes to speak in opposition to the application or who has a question or concern regarding the application? If so, please raise your hand. I don't see anyone.
Close
public hearing.
Council have any thoughts? No? I will entertain a motion.
Do we read something first?
We'll need to read the title.
An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from AR1 Agricultural Residential District to a CR1 Commercial Residential District for a certain parcel of land lying in being Lewis-Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 3.19 acres.
I would entertain a motion.
Make a motion, we adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Motion and a second to adopt the ordinance, CZ-1638. Change of zone on behalf of Christopher and Leslie Corrado. Is there any further discussion? If not, we'll entertain the vote. Ms. Deaver.
Yes, I believe it's an appropriate zoning for that area, and it was recommended, Planning and Zoning recommended a positive vote, and I would take their advice on it.
Mr. Vincent.
Based on that the Planning and Zoning recommended approval, and the state has no objections to it. It is consistent with comprehensive land use plan, the state strategies, and zoning ordinance. I vote yes.
Mr. Wilson.
I voted yes.
Mr. Cole.
It's been a parcel that's had a zoning line go through the back portion of it, so this application will bring it all into compliance. The one parcel will be all in compliance with the front zoning district.
For the reason stated, I vote yes as well. Motion carried.
He likes to save this thing. Here, give that one to him.